When a
communist China could,
sorry,
I guess.
Bear with me. So when a situation presents itself like this, you've already heard from several folks who live down there, it is no longer safe to walk along this road. It used to be. But now we got people cutting through the neighborhoods. We got people down here. And I can tell you, come down to this corner, it's a 90-degree turn. And it is really tight. And
understood.
What we're doing is we're building more problem above it. And this commission is approving that. Can't this commission restrict it or say, hey, you've got to change some infrastructure here or we can't open this up? And that's for the safety and good of the people who live there, who want to build there.
Now, that's a more fair question as far as the road compared to not letting people build on their property. I would give you that one.
How do you make it better? We're making it worse.
Okay.
How does that get raised up as an issue? And then how does it get addressed?
We've got to get easements and right-of-ways to get roads widened there.
Shouldn't that be done before any additional development is done?
We'll
keep order with the meeting, though. So do you have anything further, sir?
No, that's just it. I just don't understand how the process stops, or at least until we get better infrastructure.
Sure. There. Understood. All right. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak?
Yeah, I've got a question.
Please step forward and state your name and address, sir.
George Boyd, 625 Clevenger Cove Road. You bring up that little curve right there.
Down here?
That's my house right there.
Which one? Right here? Okay.
Right there. Now, this curve's right here. Somebody flying through there drives right through my house. Awesome. My grandkids play right in this front of this place. My daughter doesn't like coming down here anymore because she's worried about her kids. Mm-hmm. My grandkids. Now, at the top of this hill, at Rocky, whatever the hell that's called, is there another way for them to have access to leave that area instead of coming down through here? Because if you did that, then maybe you could lessen the traffic here.
My understanding.
Or, this is 20 miles an hour through here. Why can't the county put in speed bumps? Other places do all over the country. Something to slow people down. I cut down a couple of trees and I left the stumps there on purpose as a guardrail. You know, people walk this road every morning. When I'm here, I see people walking, their dogs, their cats, whatever they're walking. And, you know, these cars, it's so narrow. And they don't enforce a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. So maybe we can't change this zoning or whatever, but we could be proactive to do something to change the situation to make it safer.
Sure. I'm trying to see if Jack's in here.
He's here.
Yeah. Oh, there you are. Right there. Hey, Jack.
I mean, that's really what it boils down to, is the safety of people. I mean, that's the issue here. You know, I would love my grandkids to be able to hang out. I mean, we should teach our kids not to go on the road. I understand that. But kids are kids. There's kids all over this development, all over Big Bear. There's kids running around. And you got Joe Blow flying through there in his whatever he's driving. We need something to slow things down. Speed bump's not that expensive. You know, if you put a series of those through there, at least we could slow it down. That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Jack, have we put any of those signs up by chance?
We have speed minders.
Yeah.
At the entrance, yes.
At the entrance, where? Further?
I'll have it towards the state highway, yeah.
So we don't have anything on that corner?
No.
It's right down there by the
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? Sir?
Hi, my name's Clay Witt. My wife, Stacy, she spoke, and we're 1335 Clevenger Cove. You know, I echo everything that people are saying in here. I really feel for the folks down in the original, kind of where Mr. Boyd was talking. Congratulations on your purchase, but you couldn't pick a worse spot for that turn, right? It's horrible. Not only did we, again, we're down at the other end, but the other end down there, the traffic is, when you add one building, one home, my deal is the infrastructure. Jack, we met yesterday on ours, and we've been talking for year and a half about that situation. We have grandkids too. There's a 4-foot drop off. I know it was built 40 years ago. We can't do anything about that. My deal is the infrastructure, the actual road, the traffic, the mileage, the speed limit. I can't tell you. My wife and I will sit there and go, slow down, slow down, slow down to people doing this. You know how many arguments I've had? Because people in Texas, they don't care about that place right there. St. Louis, Missouri, what do we do? Wyoming, Nebraska, they don't care because they don't live there. So the concern is about the people in the room. When you add something like that there and you got that turn like that, this will be packed the next time we come in here, because you'll have everybody, because now all those folks, they're dealing with all the traffic coming through. But that little jump right there, Stacy mentioned the tour bus. I had to stop. Thank God we got cameras now. So I stopped for a minute and took pictures. That bus missed my car by that big because I had to turn over into somebody's lot. Well, what if there was no lot there? What if there was no road there? It's a ditch in most areas, right? So I had to pull over in the ditch for a bus. No tour buses in that area, period. But again, maybe one tour bus, 50, was it 52? 57 people on that bus. Well, we are.
What was the tour bus doing down there?
Coming from Kansas City.
But what were they doing?
Tourist.
Tour bus, you
remember?
I called.
They're bringing them too.
They rented and they brought 57 people to Rocky Shores.
So, like you mentioned.
Fly on that hill.
It is my turn to speak. I get a moment. Just one moment. I love you, babe. Brandon, it's like you said earlier, it's tourist, right? You're bringing it in because it's Taney County, it's Hollister, it's Branson, it's Bass Pro, yeehaw, right? Let's go. But the deal is this area, we might want to look somewhere else, and we'd be a little more strict on our areas in the county, as you guys, respectfully, I can say that, to be a little more strict in certain areas. Just to throw it all out there as a blanket envelope and say, hey, we're just friendly. You can build anywhere, and we can do anything. Not so much, right? Those roads, yeah, you can expand them. And if you do, you won't have ditches, which goes into other people's property. You know the process. So Jack came out respectfully. Him and his guys came out, and we talked about this. We got it resolved because it took a year and a half, right? Just back and forth phone calls. No, we can't. Yes, we can. Let's work with it. All I'm saying is, again, congrats. That area is just, it's going to be horrible right there. You can't add 40 cars to that because that's what it's going to take when they build that. So, thank you. I'm out.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you still have 13 seconds left. Do you want to use it?
I'll let my wife. She's better now.
All right. Anyone else wish to speak at this time? Anybody? Going once. Sir. Once again, please state your name and address once you get up there.
My name's Ron Todd. I live at 1660 Clarendon Cove Road. And I've thought on these setbacks. I own probably over 60 lots at the top of this, right next to Rocky Shores. So are you telling me I can build 60 homes on those 60 lots when they're 50 by 60 and you have to have a side setback, a back setback, and a front setback? How do you have room to build 13 homes on 10 lots? They can't be more than 20, 30 foot wide.
It'd be the size of the structures to meet.
And then they've got to plan for a place to park for every one of them. How can that work?
Oh, if it's grandfathered, I don't know the answer to that. That'd be a
yeah.
What's that? Do you mind enlightening?
I mean, yeah, it just depends on the structure and how you place it in there. They are grandfathered in lots, so they have the ability. It was stated earlier they needed septic. They do not. You got more room than you think. It would be tight, but it doesn't mean it can't be done. I'm not a...
But if you allow this to happen, and I go up there because I can make a ton of money off of building 60 homes, look at how much more traffic you got. And there's several other people that's got all these multiple lots. Why wouldn't everybody just sell off their lots and then they make this problem 10 times worse than it is now? I mean, you get sometimes they force you to do something you don't want to do because it's all about the money. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Anybody else?
I would like to say something else.
Do you have one? Please step forward. You have another lady coming up to speak there.
You only have 13 seconds left for this.
My name is Stacy Witt at 1335 Clevenger Cove Road. We live way on up before you get to Rocky Shores. And, you know, as lovely as it is, with no disrespect, you know, the developers build what they want, but they don't think about the community and the people that live there. We don't live there full time. This is our vacation place, our weekend place. But a lot of our lovely neighbors live there full time. And, you know, that's not taken into consideration. Even the people when you come in the front, they live there full time as well. And, you know, you can build this that's beautiful and have a pool and all these great things, but they're not thinking about the roads. They're not fixing the roads to be beautiful. They're not fixing that. They're just then kind of passing the buck to Road and Bridge, and the Road and Bridge is trying to kind of somehow patch and fix what they can to sort of accommodate a little bit this and that, and it's not really working. And like we've already said this before, we have a 4-foot drop-off by our house, and it is just collapsing, and it's a mess. And the developers, you know, they need to look at that stuff. And I'm with whatever the gentleman was that asked, was there any kind of road survey done with engineers about the roads? And it's if you drove through there, it doesn't even look pretty. It's a mess. It's like uneven, and it's just a mess because everyone's just now trying to figure out how to fix it. How do we help this? How do we fix that? And that's not really helping the infrastructure of the size of those roads to accommodate what all of these gentlemen are wanting to build. And it's not just that. It's common courtesy. I know that may seem so silly because it's a business, but that's people's homes. That's their neighborhood. People live there full time. And I would host every one of you if you would like to come and stay at my place and watch yourself and see all of the chaos that goes on. And the most important thing is it is an absolute, I'm worried to death about it. Fire trucks, police cars, people. If there's a true accident and you've got one of those rock star tour buses coming through and you've got a fire department trying to come through and you've got... It doesn't work. There's nowhere for people to turn over and around. And, I mean, there was a man that tried to pull in there to do work for somebody. He had some big truck, and he was pulling something. He got stuck, and he had to stop and back out. The neighbors had to come out and help him maneuver into other people's property. I mean, those roads are so curved. So I just...